Your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience brought to you by Running for Christ Ministry, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we'll start out with scripture and prayer, and at Running for Christ Ministry, we believe is vital, and the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Deacon Charles Mackey. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Deacon Charles Mackey. Thanks for being with us this morning.
No, thanks for having me. All right. Good morning, all. This morning's scripture comes from Romans, chapter 12, verses 21. Love must be sincere, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up you some much love, deserved praise, and thanksgiving. We ask you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted up to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and preached word lifts up Jesus, so all those who are lost will be found by you. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask for these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Matthew. You know we appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
yours. Can we lift that? You can have all. You
can
sing, have all of me. Sing, have all of me. Tell them I'm yours. I give you all of me. Give you all of me. Give you all of me. Now connect your heart with your mouth. You can have all of me. Have all of me. Have all. Say I'm yours.
Amen. That might not be the reality right now, but if you keep on saying that, it will become that. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you fill up your heart with a desire to give your life to God, because God wants to give you eternal life. He wants you to have the life that you're going to have forever. But we keep focusing on this life that we're only going to have temporarily. So the Lord wants us to give our all to him so he can give his all to us. Amen? Amen. Ever-increasing pleasure. Right. You know, when I first met the Lord, I suddenly knew of his power. Okay, I knew that God could make sun, moon, stars, and earth and keep it all running. So I knew he had all kinds of power. And I immediately sought the Lord for a material thing. Amen. And it didn't happen. And that's when I was very young in the faith. I had just gotten saved, and he exposed some things to me. So I said, do this. And he said, well, it don't really work like that. But over time, it wasn't about the material things that God could produce in my life. It became about him, just his presence. I stopped waking up in the morning looking for a thing, hoping for a thing. And I started waking up in the morning looking for him, wanting to hear from him. And that's the way I start my days every single day. I don't start out asking God for nothing but to accept the thanks. I thank him for things he haven't done yet because I know he's going to do those things. I've gotten to the place, and I'm praying to the Lord God our Father that we all get to the place where his presence is enough.
I am a man blessed beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure, we find our pleasure. All our joy is in you, just want more of you. Treasure, we find our pleasure in you.
You are our
reward.
Oh,
your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
And I'm thankful because your presence is a gift. Father, we're desperate for your presence. Like we need air, like we need water. More than anything, we need your presence.
We find
our pleasure. All our joy is in you. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. Now your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So say, your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful to call
you.
You.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift. This is a gift. I'm thankful. I give you glory. I've got to give you honor. Give you praise. In your presence, that's fullness of joy. And your right hand, that's pleasures forevermore. Having you, it is plenty. That simply means you're more than enough.
To accomplish for us is to put us in the very presence of God. You know, when Jesus was raised from the dead, it said that when he was crucified, it said that the veil in the temple was rent or torn from top to bottom, demonstrating that God did it. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, a way was made for us to go right into the presence of God, and we could pray that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray when they could have asked him a million and one things to teach them how to do. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray a prayer like that. And so now we can enter into the Holy of Holies, amen, through our high priest, Jesus. And we can come right into the presence of God. And we should want that more than anything else. You remember when God told Solomon, ask me for anything and I'll give it to you. And Solomon said, make me able to rule over your people like you do. Make me wise enough to please you in the way that I rule. And guess what? God gave him that and everything he didn't ask for. Amen. Riches and wisdom beyond measure. Amen. When you seek the right thing, amen, benefits come along with that. Amen. I guess I'm just trying to say that all that God has done for us, we should learn to love him. And that is the struggle of life, right? Learning to love God, the Christian life, learning to love God more than anything.
On the throne, for you are God. how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. Thank you. As always, Pastor, you took us there, and we just thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own man of God, assistant pastor Jonathan Tate, prayer and petition to God on our behalf. Meet us at the office and prepare to receive assistant pastor Jonathan Tate, pray to the Lord. Amen.
Whoa. Shoulders and it's getting too heavy for me. Y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, hear you. Troubles they last, and as time passed, it's been one thing after the other. Way to go, I feel so alone, life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech, I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened when I pray.
I don't want you to
I know I can reach you when I call.
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day that you've blessed us with. We thank you for all that you are, all that you do for us. We thank you, Elder Brother Jesus, for going to the cross for us and dying for our sins, all of them, past, present, and future, and for rising with all might, honor, power, and glory from the grave. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for encouraging us and comforting us and keeping us and advising us. God's very present inside of us. We say thank you. We thank you, Father, for your orchestration, Lord, of everything, putting this all together so that we could be connected to you. Despite what happened in the garden, you made a way for us to get to you so that we could spend eternity with you, and we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to approach the throne boldly in prayer. And help us to take full advantage of that and to be intentional in how we speak to you and how we kick it with you, how we live for you. You've proven to be a healer, a comforter, a provider, an encourager, a nurturer. You're all that and then some. So we say thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for being available to us. But Lord, we ask that you continue to inspire us to be an active part in our spiritual, mental, and physical wellness. Lord, that we would do what we were required to do, Lord, and that we would be like David, where our hearts seek to please you, and we have a deep desire to do everything that you tell us, say everything that you tell us to say, Lord, and to be all that you designed us to be. There are people, Lord, who are sick, who are frustrated, who are having financial difficulty, Lord, who are just down mentally, physically, and spiritually. And we pray right now for each and every one that they would be healed and comforted and restored, but also, Lord, that we would submit ourselves to you and be obedient to you, because the truth of the matter is all of the solutions to our problems are all wrapped up in you. They're right there in your word before us. We say thank you for this awesome broadcast, for everyone that's participating, Lord, all around the world. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Power and prayer. We just thank you, Pastor Jonathan, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you. Amen. All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning. With more to come, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Okay? Time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part. Icing on the cake. The next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing. Following this song selection is our brother, Elder Pastor Joseph Stevens. Prepare to receive Elder Joseph Stevens coming his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Lift your worship.
Tell him I wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where you are.
Gotta be where. to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment.
I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. Good morning, Pastor O. Sister Sheila, Running for Christ Ministries and Radio Blog Talk. Oh, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. May this word bless Running for Christ Ministries Radio Blog Talk. But more importantly, Father God, may it challenge each one of us to become doers of your word and not hearers only. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I love you, Jesus. Just want to tell you, I worship and praise you. I love you more than anything. Do we really? Do we really love Jesus more than anything? I thought about, what if we added the words to that song, Lord, I'll obey you better than anything. And then we know that praise and worship can shift the atmosphere. But, and that's in our worship services. That's in our gathering. But my brothers and sisters, praise, our worship, our lives need to be able to shift the atmosphere down here on earth, that earth may glorify and praise our living God. We know that this week Queen Elizabeth died at the age of 96. I attended and officiated a funeral yesterday of a sister in Christ that was 93. And you know, we often think of the 80s and 90s as old. That's nothing in comparison to eternity. People of all ages are dying around us daily. I was reading back in late July, early August, I was reading and reading, and I got to John 17, 17. It looked like the scriptures came up off the page or stood up. John 17, 17, New King James says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now, 3 days later, August 5th, Pastor Hill of New Mount Hermon Baptist Church preached John 17, 17 at a funeral. And believe me, that's the first time I've ever heard it preached, the funeral of my cousin's grandson. He was 16, one of two young men, the other 17, murdered one day apart in this downriver community, one in Ecor, one in southwest Detroit. Senseless killing, senseless loss of life, just senseless. And it made me think, I have attended and or participated in so many July that I've lost count. Sometimes I can't even remember the names. It's been so many. Funerals of relatives, friends, a classmate, and even Pastor O's brother. Ready, Running for Christ Ministry, Blog Talk. Let us keep Pastor O and his family lifted in prayer in the loss of their brother. But he ain't lost because in talking with Pastor O, he knew Jesus. Some of the funerals I've attended since July, people were saved, and some of them were lost. I've lost count of the funerals, but you know what? I've also lost count of the shootings and murders in our tri-city area. Say, much of this is gang-related. Let me tell you, gangs are not new. When I was growing up, when I had a paper route in southwest Detroit, there were two gangs. If I remember right, one was called the El De La Vegos, and the other one was called the Egyptians. Back in the good old days, as we often say now, the good old days, the good old 60s, they walked the streets. They fought each other. One president lived on Liddesdale, my friend's paper route. The other one lived on Ethel, my paper. They had guns. We never knew it. They fought with chains, knives, and whatever, but we never heard of any shootings. We didn't have people roaming our neighborhood shooting in broad daylight. I know that. Our youth are killing each other in broad daylight. Broad daylight. I've driven down the street from daycare a few years ago, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Cars chasing each other down Gleason. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A few weeks ago, I ride down Beechwood to Visgood. Turn left on Visgood after picking up my grandson and taking him to my mother-in-law's. I turn left on Visgood and all I can hear is, it's ridiculous. And just a few days later, clowns were shooting across Visgood into E-Course between Polk on Polk going into 16th Street. By the funeral home. Now, you shooting at people across Visgood. Cars go up and down Visgood all day long. Thank God nobody was injured. The lack of police presence in southwest Detroit have these knuckleheads out here doing any and everything. Cars at the beginning or end of a shift, and then if they get a call to come in the area. Two cars patrolling E-Course and River Rouge is only a part of the problem. Assistant Chief Jerry Flowers of E-Course Department and Deputy Chief Desmo Mitchell both stated, we need the help of the FBI. Yes, Lord, we do. But we know what? They both admitted we need citizens to speak up. Dasmo say we've lost the village of family. They have been and are high-ranking police officers now. It made me think about what Jesus said on the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Not only these knuckleheads is shooting guns all time of the day and night. But forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, can come back into the church. And I say that because there are at least 28 churches that I counted between Schaefer, 4th Street, Southfield, and Jefferson. At least 28. I might be off on that count. That does not include churches on the other side of Jefferson. And that does not include churches on the other side of Southfield. We are the church when we leave the building, we are the church. But too many church members have turned a deaf eye and a blind ear to the situations and the ongoings in our neighborhoods. Let me say that again. Too many church members have turned a deaf eye and a blind ear to the situations going on in our neighborhoods. Too many church members have families mixed up in this violence. They know it, and they don't have a family member. They know somebody else who has family members and are still silent. Too many Christians. Let me say this again. Too many Christians are waiting on God to do something. God is waiting on us. Let me say that again. God is waiting on us. Too many Christians are praying and leaving it there. How many know we got to do more than pray? We got to get out into the community. We got to get out and talk to young men and women. We got to get out and talk to older men and women. Sin, the moral and social decay in our society, in our Tri-City area, is out of control. There's the old adage, divide and conquer. Division in the church, we need to pray about that. Do something about it, and then go out and witness. The church is divided over various parts of the world. This denomination or group says they're right, and everybody else is wrong. Division over denominations, division over size, race, and other issues are in the church. Then the church is dependent on the elected officials to do something when God is waiting on us, split over Democrats and Republicans. We're divided, and people are dying and going to hell. I can hear God the Father saying, enough of this. It's time, Jesus, for you to go back to the earth for your second time. But I hear Jesus interceding, Father, give them more time to get it together. Yes, Father, I agree. They too comfortable inside the four walls. But they'll get it together, follow, and carry out our word to the world. Jesus said in his word that the Father had given him all authority in heaven and on earth. Who did he leave that authority with here on earth? He left it with the church. Matthew 28:19-20, New Living Translation says, therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Lord Jesus, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. One of the things I didn't mention, Pastor Hill was totally tore up over the death of my cousin's grandson. He and other men and Newmont Herman had took up a lot of time with that young man, mentoring, encouraging, teaching, and other things. I've been to many funerals that Pastor Hill has preached, but but I've never seen him tore up like he was that day. What are we going to do, church, today? Go and make disciples. Go. Make disciples was not a suggestion. It's a command. Church, we spend too much time witnessing to each other inside of four walls. We are to encourage and exhort each other up to every good word and work. We should be doers of the words and not just hearers. Church, we love to talk about prayer, hearing and talk people. These are the last days. Yes, we're living in the last days. Some even say the last of the last. And if we truly believe that, what are we going to help? What are we going to do about it? We need prayer back in schools. I hear that so much that I'm just going to tell you, I'm sick and tired of hearing that we need prayer back in schools. Truly, we need prayer in the home first and in the schools and on our jobs and in the public, everywhere we go. I know that they have eliminated prayer everywhere and trying to eliminate Jesus' name out of prayer. However, our society needs prayer, and they won't have real prayer without real salvation. Let me tell you, grandparents, parents, children need the word. And they need salvation. So what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on, church? God's not coming down here to make any changes on what's going on in our sin-sick society. He is waiting on us to do what he told us to do in the first place, in his word. Matthew 28:19-20, the message says, go. 28:19-20. Message translation says, go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Verse 20, then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day, right up to the end of the age. I remember at the funeral of my cousin, before and at the funeral and even afterwards, I heard coaches and teachers wondering if they had failed him, feeling real guilty about if they had failed this young man. I've heard others say the same thing about other young men and young women that have died too soon. We can only do what we can do. We have to try to reach them. But ultimately, the decision and choices in life are theirs. But my brothers and my Christian brothers and sisters, we can't bypass what God has for each one of us to do. Let me say that again. My Christian brothers and sisters, we can't bypass what God has for each one of us to do. God the Father and Jesus are both in heaven waiting on us to be. The Holy Spirit is here waiting to lead and guide us unto all truth and obedience in the word. Newsflash again. God will not be coming to earth to evangelize anybody. He's left that for us to do. Jesus is coming back to judge the church and the world. Jesus prayed also in chapter 17 for us to be one heart and mind. Then he said, my prayer is not for the world, but for those you have given me because they belong to you. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world. Keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. But what he did do was left a command for us to go out and evangelize the world. And in John 17, 18 and 19, he said, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. The real problem is, church, we haven't went. He sent, but we have not went. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. In other words, he's telling us to go, be salt and light to a sin-sick, dying world. Pastor O, I remember years ago, Pastor Joseph B. Barlow invited Dr. Urias Beverly, Ecumenical Seminary, to speak to the ministers and preachers. Dr. Beverly talked and encouraged us on preparing sermons. And you know, he used this scripture, go and make disciples, talking about a sermon ain't hard to do. All you got to do is take part of the word and preach it. And he says, go and make disciples. And then he says, my subject, go everywhere. And lo, I'm with you always. And then woe if we fail to go. Woe. Webster, I looked that word up. Woe. Ruinous trouble. Calamity. Affliction. Synonyms. Agony. And tribulation. Pastor Gerald, I'll say we are living the woe today. The failure of our predecessors and ourselves to go and make disciples. We love to quote, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Well, what was Jesus' mind? First and foremost, a mind of obedience. Made me think about for us, old song, trust and obey, for there's no other way. John 3:16-17, New Living Translation says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only, one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. But Lord, he's coming back to judge. And if you die before he comes back and haven't accepted him as Lord and Savior, you've already judged yourself. God the Father did his part in sending Jesus, the promise of Genesis 3:15. Jesus did his part, suffering, dying on the cross, and shedding his blood for mankind. And I know it's man's responsibility, each man, to accept Jesus. But too many Christians wait on the pastor, preacher, minister, and deacons, or some deacons, to go and witness to people. And even if all of them go, they can only reach so many. If every Christian reached those God sends to them, what an impact the church we would have on our society. Go out and train everyone you meet. Build relationships. Witness. Evangelize. Some we won't build relationships with, but God will send them to us to witness and evangelize. Others we need to build a relationship with and try to witness and evangelize. My brothers and sisters, someone prayed for us. That's you and me. Someone prayed and witnessed. Another watered, and God gave the increase in drawing us to him. And I know sometimes people say scripture seem to contradict itself. Romans 1:20, New Living Translation says, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Now, we can take that scripture and say, well, God said in his word that through his creation, every man would know that there's a higher being. So if they don't know God, haven't accepted God, they don't have no excuse. But that scripture does not eliminate our responsibility to go and witness and evangelize men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus Christ. I believe we won't have an acceptable excuse for not witnessing to them. Matthew 7:21-22 NIV says, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles. I can hear some ad known, Lord, Lord, didn't we sing in the choir on the praise team? Didn't we usher, hold an office in the church, participate in many services and classes? But I can hear God ask us, what did you do with those I sent to hear my word? Proverbs 11:30, good God's word translation says, the fruit of a righteous person is a tree of life, and a winner of souls is wise. We love to consider ourselves wise today. We consider ourselves full of wisdom and knowledge. But it says, the fruit of a righteous person is a tree of life, and a winner of souls is wise. How many souls have we helped to win to the body of Christ? If Paul could witness, write letters of encouragement and correction from jail, do we have an excuse for not witnessing? Philippians 1:12-14 says, and I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. Did you hear that? I want you to think about that. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. What could we say? What is our witness? What is our testimony about who knows about Christ because of us? Verse 14 says, and most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear. Running for Christ Ministries, Radio Blog Talk, my brothers and sisters, go and make disciples. Compel them to come. Boldly speak God's message without fear. I'll be, he promised, I'll be with you as long as you do this, day after day. Follow my word. Carry my word. Live my word. And testify of my word, my love, my grace, and my mercy. I'll be with you as long as you do this, day after day. Amen.
and say, I belong here. Yeah, I belong here. And this is a good place to be. Yeah, I belong here. Somebody like you, to love somebody like me, for somebody like you, just to include me. You could have left me out, but you wouldn't have it that way. Ooh, when I stepped out of the line, your love stepped in my place, and I belong here. I wanna stay here forever.
Not often and I'm speechless, but I literally don't know what else to add to what was said today. Pastor, I'm so glad you played a song in between that musical interlude, because that just is like the icing on the cake for the word that we heard today. It doesn't get any more clear than what we heard today. It is heartbreaking and devastating to know that our youth are on a daily basis just taking each other out. And it's not fair that that happens, but it's also not fair that we don't do what God has asked us to do. And so we have a responsibility to be witnesses and to tell the gospel of Christ. It's not our responsibility to make a person believe. We don't have to beat people over the head with the word of God. We're either planting a seed or we're coming along and we're watering a seed. But at the end of the day, God has given us all a choice. And so just like people have to choose whether or not to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, we, as the body of Christ, have to choose to be obedient and do what the Lord has asked us to do. Yes, witnessing is scary. Yes, we're worried about how people will think of us, and we're concerned about, you know, what people may say and how they may think, and, you know, it is terrifying to go out and be in such a violent and evil world and tell people about Jesus. But the pastor, Chester Stevens, laid it out so flat and so plain for us, and he gave us words that supports the fact that we have to go and make disciples and that Jesus is with us until the end of the age. So that is very humbling, and it just puts everything into perspective that we have a responsibility. Just like he said, people pray for us, and it's our responsibility to not only pray for our youth and this world and everything that's going on, but we have to go out and witness and make disciples for Christ. So, Elder Joseph Stevens, my cardinal, that was an amazing word that you brought to us today. So plain, so clear. It was amazing. And so Pastor played that song. And we have a place here. We belong here. We all have a place in the body of Christ. I was speaking to my son the other day, and I was telling him that when this world that we see is over and when Jesus comes back, everybody is going to have to give an account of the things that were done in this body and in this life. And so if you don't belong to Jesus, you're going to spend eternity someplace that you're not going to enjoy. And like Pastor Jonathan Tate tells us all the time, eternity is a long, long time. And the time that we have here on this earth is not long at all. Amen. So we have been charged with a task, and the word of God is true. It's alive. And we have a responsibility to witness to people and create disciples. Amen. So Elder Joseph Stevens, again, we thank you so much for the word that you brought to us today. Pastor, thank you for the song that just sealed everything that we heard today. Amen. Amen. So it's Saturday. It's the second Saturday in the month of September. And so we pray that you all have enjoyed the service up until this point. It has been powerful. It has been amazing. It has been heart-changing. You should feel something when you hear these services. There should be something in you that makes you want to change. You should want to be, not feel convicted in a bad sense, but feel convicted in the sense of Jesus will forgive you if you confess your sins, and he will cleanse you, and he will help you to do better today than you did yesterday. Amen. So as far as your announcements go, Sunday, tomorrow, September the 11th, we will have our in-person Sunday school at 9 a.m. Our worship service begins at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and in worship. We will be having the Men of God Month each Sunday in the month of September. Last month, y'all know we had Women of God. It was so good. So this month, we have Men of God. And so every Sunday, we will have a male preacher to speak to us on the men in the Bible. Amen. So we will have our own assistant pastor, Jonathan Tate, on tomorrow bringing us the word. So we invite you to join us for the entire month. Invite someone to come out with you. All we ask is that you wear a mask in the sanctuary. If you don't have one, don't worry about it. We will provide you with one. Also, if you're not able to come out or if you're not comfortable with coming out, it's no problem. You can listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website at rfcm.org and clicking on Sunday services. Amen. Amen. Also, don't forget that every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own presiding person, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, will be on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. Please do not forget to tune in and give her your support. Also, as you all know, I've been announcing this for several weeks now, that we have a new class beginning on Monday, September 12th. Church history, not Christian history, church history begins on Monday, September 12th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The teacher is Pastor O. We're excited about this. This will be a 15-week class, and the textbook will be entitled The Church That Jesus Christ Built. And this is a book that is written by Pastor O. So you can get your textbook one of three ways. You can visit Pastor O's website, www.pastorgmo.com. That's Pastor God's My Owner, GMO.com. You can pick it up at the church office. Of course, call first for an appointment, 313-381-9303. Again, 313-381-9303. Or if you're in church on Sunday, you can just see Sister Sheila, and she will make sure that you get a book for class. Pastor has emailed, if you're on his email list, he has emailed the assignments, like the reading assignments and everything, as we prepare for the first class. So make sure that you go over that information so that we can be ready, you know, to participate in class. Amen. Also, every Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class. Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon will be teaching from the book of Isaiah, chapters 26 to 30. The questions are available online at our church website, rfcm.org. Just click on the Bible classes tab, or if you're in person in church on Sunday, they will be on the back table. Now, y'all know what's up with the back table, okay? Everything Run for Christ Ministries, with the exception of what I announced, and even in addition to what I announced, is on that back table. So you always want to make sure you're checking the back table on your way in or on your way out of the sanctuary. But I always say the early bird gets the worm. So if you check it when you come in, you have a better chance of getting something that you want, especially because stuff goes back there that's for free, and, you know, there's not one for everyone. So if you check the back table, you might catch yourself something. Amen? Amen. Also, if you would like to pay your tithes or give any offerings, again, rfcm.org is the place to go. Click on the tithes and offerings tab. If you would like to give a love offering for the preacher who brought the word today, again, Elder Joseph Stevens, please remember to specify his name when you give your offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. And the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with him. Amen. Amen. So pray for all those who are spiritually lost, confused, and unsaved. John 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Eternal life hinges on your belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So there's no relationship with the Father without the Son. And there is no receipt of the Holy Spirit without accepting Jesus going to the cross on our behalf. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, which today is your household, Judea, today your community, Samaria, today outside of your comfort zone, to people in places you wouldn't normally associate with or go to, and to the ends of the earth. And these are people in places you would never be around or never want to go to. They need the word of God as well. And so it is our job to spread the gospel of Christ so that no souls are left behind. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 says that hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, okay, not people. But we know that, unfortunately, some will end up in their, you know, eternal torment in hell. Hell is a real place. We can't play church. The word of God is true. Hell is a real place. Amen. This life is short. God is not bound by time, but we are. Amen. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. John chapter 14, verse 3 says that I, and we know that I is Jesus, am going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. Amen. It is very sad, and it is very disheartening when you see 11, 12, 13, 14, young people acting as though these heaven and hell doesn't exist. They are signing their name on the dotted line to an eternity of torment because we as the body of Christ are not doing what we're supposed to do. Amen. Jesus is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Amen. So we have to do our part and be witnesses. Amen. Amen. Always we want to say to pray for all those everywhere. Amen. All the time. We send special prayers out to Nico Gaston, Mother Irma, who was at home from the hospital. Praise God. We're so thankful for that. Tyrone Hamilton, Deacon Rayfield Rogers, all of our mothers on the move at Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Also, please keep Mr. John McFall in your prayers as well. We all have a list of people that we pray for, people that we know personally. We just want to always keep all the members in our prayers, especially the ones that we do miss being on Sundays. Pray for our president and our vice president, you know, and the leaders of our countries and our communities. Pray for our youth. Amen. Pray for our youth everywhere as they face many challenges. This world, like, you know, we're not an accurate representation of who God is and what God is. And so, if they don't see it, they're going to see, if they don't see Jesus in us, they're going to see what the world presents to them. And pray for our youth everywhere, amen. Especially keep our youth at Run for Christ Ministries lifted up, amen. Our youth. Our kids are so important, and it's like they're being forgotten about. So please continue to pray for all of our youth. School has officially started. You know, I've already read articles about foolishness going on at schools. I mean, it's almost like it's never ending. But just like Elder Joseph Stevens said, God, if Jesus is not going to come back down here and evangelize this world. We are here. We're all many Jesuses walking around here with the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To do what it is that we've been called to do. So we have a responsibility, and we have to do it. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for all those who are bereaved and mourning and grieving. We just want to lift them up in prayer. Pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. The list of what to pray for is inexhaustible, but prayer is simply talking to God. Amen. There doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to do all of this extra. Just talk to God. It's simply a conversation. But just like you talk to him and he listens to you, you have to be quiet while he's talking. You have to listen and be obedient. Amen? Amen. So, again, it's a new month, the month of September. Happy, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated this past week or, you know, I think the first 3-4 days of the month. Y'all know what's up. Anyway, happy birthday to Mother Persia, who celebrated on the 2nd. Pastor O's daughter Dion, who celebrated on the 5th. Torin Cowan, who celebrated on the 7th. Deacon Oliver is going to be celebrating on the 11th. Vice chairman, something like that. Deacon Charles Mackey, y'all don't want to talk about, on the 12th. Chairman of the Deacon Board, Deacon Charles Tay on the 14th. TJ Cowan on the 17th. Awesome O, our very own pastor overall, will be celebrating on the 18th. Nakia on the 21st. And Cassie, Deaconess Cassie, will be closing us out on the 22nd. So, again, happy, happy birthday to everyone. Much love, hugs, and kisses, and blessings on your day. Amen? Amen. And last but not least is your devotional for today, which is entitled, Dare to Be a Noah. And this is by Pastor Jeff Shreve at From His Heart Ministries. Amen? Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God, and that's Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. One of my favorite men in Scripture is Noah. He was born in the year 1056 as you count forward from the beginning of creation to his birth. In his day, the earth was filled with vice and violence. God was so grieved over the great wickedness of man that he appointed an epic flood to wipe sinners off the face of the earth. In the untold billions of people alive at that time, some estimate as many as 7 billion people, Noah alone found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. Noah alone put his faith and trust in God. God called Noah to a very difficult task. Build a massive ark of gopher wood, 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. The ark, literally a rectangular box, would need to house two of all of the species of animals, birds, and crawling creatures, as well as people. This ark would be the source of salvation and rescue for both man and beast. The flood would destroy every living creature outside the ark, everything that breathes the air. It took Noah at least 100 years to complete the task. But Noah was not just an ark builder. He was also known as a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. So, as he built, he preached that judgment was coming in the form of a flood. But the ark of safety would save anyone who would come aboard by faith. Noah was mocked, ridiculed, scorned, threatened, and derided by the sinners who hated his message of judgment via a flood. Surely their arguments made sense to a faithless, godless world. God will never judge us for being who we are and pursuing our pleasures. God is love, and love doesn't judge. God is proud of us, not displeased with us. How dare Noah, this country bumpkin fundamentalist idiot, preach this heresy, this toxic drive? How dare he try to scare us by saying that judgment is coming? After all, we trust in science, and science tells us there is no way there could ever be a worldwide flood. It is just not possible. But Noah stayed faithful to God and his word. His ministry saw little fruit. Only his family responded. But Noah kept preaching and building and preaching. And one day, it started to rain, just like God said it would. Tragically, when the rain of judgment came, the day of grace was over. What a great man of faith was Noah. What a bold witness he was to the truth. What a man of persistence and faithfulness he was to the immense task God entrusted to him. What if you followed in his footsteps? One, Noah told people what they needed to hear, not what they wanted to hear. Noah preached the truth in love. Real love tells the truth, not lies. Three, Noah preached with an urgency because the flood of judgment was coming and the day of grace would soon be over. And four, Noah never backed down, never shut up, and never let up. He was faithful to the end. The longer I live in this sick, sinful world, the more I am convinced that we need God's people to take a stand for righteousness, regardless of the cost. Hell is real. Judgment is coming. The only ark of safety is the Lord Jesus Christ. Men, women, boys, and girls must turn from sin to the Savior while there is still time. The door to the ark is open right now, and all repentant sinners are welcome. But the door will be closing soon, and the day of grace will be over. The last chapter of Revelation gives an invitation to all who will hear. And the Spirit said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes, take the water of life. That's Revelation 22, verse 17. Have you come? If not, will you come today? Time is of the essence. Eternity weighs in the balance. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. Amen. You know, all I can say to that, Crystal, is go and make disciples. This has been an awesome worship service and preaching service and teaching service. and it all, you know, went together and coincided. Mm-hmm. And I thank the Holy Spirit for causing all of us to coalesce together and get the message out that it's not a lot of time left, and we really need to get outside these walls. We're stuck in these walls, and every time I get on Facebook and say something about, All we Christians like to do is have conferences and concerts and one mm-hmm. celebration of us after another. And as Pastor said in his sermon, mm-hmm. that all we like to do is witness to each other. And that's easy mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. All we like to do is witness to each other. We don't want to go nowhere and tell nobody about Jesus. We just tell people in church about Jesus who already know mm-hmm. about Jesus. That's why I trip when I hear church sermons that's preaching to people who are saved talking about Jesus got up. Well, they know that. That's why they're in here. You need to tell them what happened after he got up. What did he tell the church to do? You shall be my mm-hmm. witnesses. Those words stick with me. You shall mm-hmm. be my witnesses, not church members. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Lord
that's my pet peeve, Crystal. See, because when Jesus found me, I was preaching in the street. Then they took me to church, and they told me, you need to come to church every Sunday. And I'm like, but y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all don't never go out in the street. All y'all do is sit up in here playing games. I ain't with that. So I would go back mm-hmm. to the street where people was waiting to hear about Jesus versus sitting up in church being entertained by sermons and choirs and things like that. I wasn't moved by that stuff. So I guess you can tell this is kind of a little touchy spot for me because, how God turned me into a pastor, but I thank God he made me the pastor of a church of teaching, learning, and doing. Okay, and that's all you're going to get at Running for Christ. And every time I think we need to start having fun, doing this, doing that, it just sermons and days like this just keep me reminded, stay on the path, make disciples. Mm-hmm. If a church ain't
we
making nothing
fun.
With members, I know.
Yeah.
If a church ain't
we have
doing
fun. We have great
we
fun.
Even
we
have
fun
in
fun
church.
Teaching, learning, and doing. We have great fun teaching, learning, and doing. We have a ball. Right as we kept. That's what we do, teaching, learning, and doing. And that's what we've kept it simple. We've kept it what God wanted it to be. And we have fun doing just that. There's
if
no
you
extra
see
added
a,
stress.
Want to see a completely dysfunctional church? That is a church, that is not making disciples out of its members. It's mm-hmm. just gaining mm-hmm. members, more members, yep. more members. Got tons of money and don't, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and like Pastor was describing, shootouts all over the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Shootouts all over the neighborhood. And we in there praising Jesus. Mm-hmm. When we're supposed to be out, when you look at the Bible in the early church, those folks went straight out into the street and they started mm-hmm. spreading the gospel. And the gospel went everywhere. And they added to their numbers, not members, but those who are being mm-hmm. saved. And that word saved in the Bible, it's not always talking about people who just got saved, but those who were developing, mm-hmm. those Jesus was working on, those who were witnesses. Anyway.
Amen. Amen.
Anyway.
Amen.
Amen. If you go to church and you ask people every week, how many people did you reach out to for Jesus this week? Oh, we supposed to do that?
Mm.
I went
mm-hmm.
to church last
mm-hmm.
Sunday. Yeah, well, that ain't reaching out. That's going. To,
yep.
That's good. That's something we're supposed to do. But we need to reach out for Jesus, and it's real easy to do. I did it this week, and the response is unbelievable. And all I did was send out the word with a prayer people could pray, and it just took off. And so, we got to do it. It's too easy. Too easy.
It's too easy. Too easy.
Whew. Thank you, Crystal.
I know. You're welcome.
Tell me what we said.
I feel
woe
out, too.
Telling them shirts still ain't got here.
That's
but
okay.
Maybe
he'll be just
maybe,
fine. He got
maybe
4,000 other shirts to pick from. He got 4,000 other ones to pick from.
Maybe they'll come today. We'll see.
Amen.
All right. Tell them I said I love you.
I sure will love you, too.
Amen. Amen, y'all. That's what this is all about. It is about being a witness for Jesus Christ. And if we weren't challenged today, then we're probably not saved. Amen. But we ought to feel, you ought to feel something. You ought to feel a sense of urgency. And as Crystal said, yes, we don't like going out here because it's dangerous and the devil out there. That's why we stay stuck up in them church walls, because we feel safe in there until somebody run up in there and shoot up the church like they did down in South Carolina. Okay, then we don't feel safe in there no more. Now we want a virtual worship because we're scared to go to church. So the devil is scaring us out of the culture. And if we don't go out into this world and preach the gospel to the unsaved, stay away from me if you're trying to save me again. Please stay away, because I'm going to be rude to you. Okay, I'm going to point you at somebody who ain't saved and tell you to go get them. But if you want to come and teach me how to live for Jesus, I can accept that. If you want to come and help me because I need help, whether I'm saved or not, I can accept that. But please don't come preaching Jesus to me again. I'm already in. And we need to stop that, church. And we need to listen to this sermon a million times until something clicks in us and makes us understand that it's cool talking to other Christians all the time. But Jesus needs somebody to tell these folks who are running around shooting up people that Jesus lives and he loves. But if we just stay stuck up in these walls having church parties, let me tell you something. It's just going to get worse till it comes to your door. Then you'll say something. Amen. But before that happens, let's say something. No matter what happens, let's say something. How you gonna feel when you died right now? Are you satisfied with the work you've done for Jesus? Take going to church, take going to Bible class, take prayer meeting out. Are you satisfied with the work you've done for Jesus? Are you satisfied? What is your count of souls led to Christ? Are you really ready to do the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 thing? You're going to do it, because we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Count of the deeds done in this body, whether good or bad. But we're going to appear there to receive rewards. How much Jesus owe you? If Jesus is paying $1 million for each soul you led to Christ, how many millions you going to get? Amen. Think about that, church. We're supposed to be working, not just church party. Church party's cool because we go through it. If we're trying to live the life, the Bible says you're going to suffer persecution. But if you ain't doing anything to upset Satan, you ain't suffering no persecution except the stuff you bring on yourself. So, amen. Pay attention to the word today. Pay attention to the whole service today. It was all wrapped up in a package to help us realize that we need to go and make disciples. Well, guess what? Before we get out of here, I'll be preaching today, Lord willing. I'll be preaching today up on Visgar Road, where they were shooting at. My home church, First Missionary Baptist Church, my pastor, Reverend Alfred L. Davis, Jr., they're having, amen, their revival service. They have an annual revival service right there on Visgar. And about 1 o'clock or so, I'll be going up there and preach a word, just a word, an evangelistic word, in hopes of leading some to Christ. That is the work. If you ain't doing nothing this afternoon and you happen to stop by, I'll be there between 1 and 2 o'clock. Okay, don't know what time I'm going to get up and preach, but I'll be there between 1 and 2 o'clock. So God bless you. God keep you. And this is what you want to hear at the end of this life. You know, Jesus gave some people some gifts, and he called them back into account. Two people heard, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come, enter into your master's joy. You've been faithful over them few things. I'm going to make you master over many things." What we want to hear him say is, "Well done." We don't want to hear the conversation he had with the one who just had the one little gift and did nothing with it. We want to be the 2, we want to be the 4, we want to be the 10 who did something with what God gave us. And what he gave us is a call to go and make disciples. Thank you, Elder Stevens. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for the reminder.
just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river. My Lord, I want to be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written. Oh, Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah.